This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 24 April 2019. And I have from the East Coast, Fern Schoaf. The program's on the network on Saturdays, the alternative media. How you doing, Farron?
I'm doing great, John. I'm glad to be joining you tonight. It's an honor.
Well, and you weren't on the network. There's a little snafu on our side. You weren't able to do your show last Saturday. And well, that problem's been taken care of, so to speak. At any rate, I don't think a lot of people. Well, by the way, the guy that wasn't able to hear the show called me up, woke me up Saturday morning, and was yelling up a storm at me. And I asked him, I said, "Who are you?" He says, "Oh, I'm me." And I said, "Come on." I said, "You woke me up. You used my cell number." I said, "Who gave you my cell number?" He wouldn't tell me that. Did I send you over that number?
No, you have not. Okay. You told me what city it was in and state. It didn't ring a bell, but feel free to be happy to check it out for you on my end, because I get a lot of email from the show on Saturdays. It comes and it goes. Some weeks is a lot more than others, but included in that is quite a variety, so it's hard for me to be surprised at much of anything.
In today's world, it's short of a nuclear blast going off. It's, I think most people nowadays, Farron, are just shrugging their shoulders and going, "Yeah, more of the same, more of the same."
And, you know, with sometimes, and I understand these things, John, with a network like this, you're dependent on people, you're dependent on technology, you're dependent on a lot of different pieces of equipment, things can go wrong. I appreciate what you're doing for me. You're giving me the opportunity on Saturday mornings to share my views, my opinion, news that I selected I think will be interesting to the listeners, maybe news they don't hear anywhere else other than RBN. And for me personally, I appreciate that. And I feel like you're doing me the favor, and I appreciate you resolving that. Also, for the listeners, over the years, I have amassed a group of a lot of the same listeners, and then it astonishes me. I was telling you Saturday, I get emails sometime. I mean, Thailand, Germany, all over, that listen to the archives that's made available here by the work that you and the staff at RBN does.
Well, we're the aggregator of the news. We do some journalistic stuff, but we're the aggregator. We collect the pertinent information and news stories that people should be hearing and seeing. And that's what we do. We tell people what the mainstream media doesn't want to tell you. Yeah, I just found out something interesting today. A lady made a $100 donation yesterday, and she'd used the same card before to make donations, and I went to run it yesterday, and it come back that says card not supported, or bad numbers or whatever. And I called her up, and I said, "Look, I said, this card isn't working. I said, you've used his card before to donate. And she goes, yeah. And I said, well, it's not working now. And I talked to the secretary. We got a nice contributor in Chicago. They canceled his card because he was giving donations to the network. And the woman told me, the previous one I was referring to here, she told me, she says, I've done nothing different. She said, I've got my places I go and I watch videos and whatever. Now it's telling me that, no, you can't see that video. This is getting serious, Farron. They're debanking people. They're shadow banning them off of Facebook and YouTube. They don't have the courage to let you know. You think your posts are being seen, and they're really not. I guess they don't have the courage to be up front, especially a bank like Chase, that, well, we're debanking you because we don't like your politics. Veritas, Project Veritas, is the one that pointed that out. I had a feeling that was going on. Oh, no, it's going on more than what we know. And that's got to be in violation. I mean, this entire system is based on what? It's based on the commerce system. And there's a dozen laws, I'm sure, on the books that would forbid any company, any corporation, including the banks, from debanking you. And when they cancel your account, you'll call them up. I had the manager at this one branch calling them and saying, well, we don't have to tell you why we debanked your client of over 10 years. We're not going to tell you. Now there's got to be a half a dozen federal laws that unto itself violates. But here's the thing. They won't stop doing something until it becomes public and you sue them. Otherwise, they're going to keep doing it more and more. What was it, a couple of years ago with the IRS story, the one Obama was in? Well, magically, the IRS was targeting more conservative outfits that had web pages and information. Well, they were shadow banning them or outright banning them. And everybody got to find out about this. But this latest one, well, that news is not getting out there because YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, all the other social platforms, that information's not allowed to flow out so other people know what's going on. Farron, they're flat out coming after us.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I go back to, and I mentioned this to you briefly Saturday, if you look at the argument that was made all through the 20s and 30s, it was long and drawn out. There was a lot of different cases that went through the courts to remove the obscenity and depravity laws that were in place with regards to pornography. They used the same old argument. That it's a First Amendment right. It's a right to freedom of speech. If you don't like looking at this type of material, then you have the right not to go look at it, but you don't have the right to keep someone else from looking at it. But they don't apply that same vernacular to freedom of speech. I mean, if a person doesn't want to listen to RBN, then they can just easily not listen. But the bottom line is, John, they want to censor. They can't have a debate and win a fair debate on ideas and the directions that this country should go in. I mean, if you look around and you call anything like what we're in right now, Charlotte, night before last, had 4 shootings in 15 minutes. Wake Forest University, that's in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, is hosting a No Whites Allowed faculty and staff listening session. And that's a Methodist church-founded a religious college. I mean, the insanity is reaching levels I never thought I would ever see happening this swiftly. And then again, back to what you said, you can grow old watching Lester Holt on NBC Nightly News to ever try to find out any fact whatsoever of what's actually going on here in reality. And that is what RBN, your show, the other broadcast on RBN brings to the table. There's such a plethora of information that people wouldn't be available to. I mean, I know there's a couple networks left, but there's not near as many as there used to be.
No, not at all. You know, and I guess I'm so dangerous, George Norrie won't even touch me. They'd put Alex up, or they'd put up other hosts, but wouldn't put me up. And their producer said, well, what's your hook? And I said, hook? Well, you know, what do you want to talk about? I said, alternative media. I said, I've been designated the godfather of it. I said, we can start there. You've interviewed Alex Jones a dozen times. I first put him up nationally. I said, I think we have some things to talk about. Wouldn't put me on. Do you think Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson is going to call me to go on Fox News and do exactly what you said? Let's discuss issues that the American people have been kept from knowing. No, they're not going to do it. You know, and I'll tell you what, this is going to sound a little wild to people out there, but I hope you're paying attention. Because first comes the banning, and then comes the shooting. They will not in the future, and I don't know how far down the road this is going to be, the way they're accelerating this, I don't think I'm going to be allowed to live in my own country. Or let me put it to you this way, Farron, there may come a day that I'm not allowed to be alive in this country.
But, and you know, John, what they're wanting to bring into fruition in this country is what they've already successfully done in Canada and France and Germany. There was a gentleman sentenced last week in France, and I'll have the story Saturday. I don't have it in front of me.
I know.
But he had went to a Holocaust museum, and he made a meme really questioning just a little bit of what he had seen about the hair and this and that. And it,
right.
I'm not saying it was in good taste or bad taste. This is just what he did. But he was sentenced this past week, last week, to a year in prison, and they fined his attorney €5,000 for putting forth to the court the brief and the information in his defense, and said the attorney denied the Holocaust. So, I mean, that is a
And Farron, what that article, and actually Steve Elkins had sent it to me, and I posted it on the website. It was talking about taking people's, I guess, their skin on their head and making lampshades out of it. And, you know, this insane stuff. I am so tired of this. I am so sick and tired. Look, I'm not an anti-Semite, but I'm certainly an anti-Zionist. These people are not Jewish per se, you know, but you can't say that. A little bit about your radio station down there. You used to carry RBN programming, and at one time you had advertising down there. How many advertisers you got now?
Well, not a lot. I really go at it from selling airtime now rather than pursuing advertisers. It just, you know, you just couldn't do it. You just couldn't make it pay. I really went into that with a totally different idea of how to make it successful. And I soon learned probably lessons that you could have spent 30 minutes and told me I would learn over the course of a couple of years. But I just couldn't do it. I would have had to close down if I would have continued that path.
And this, okay, now, folks, are you understanding what's going on? Here's a guy that's regulated or licensed by the FCC. Okay, he's got a radio station. He cannot choose the content that he wants to put because he was kind of being, kind of like through advertising being shadow banned. I guess that's a fair statement, right, Farron?
That's a fair statement. And the other thing is, you know, there's a plethora of subject matter that we cover. And it's just like what you said earlier. I'm not anti-Semitic, but I'm pro-First Amendment. I believe in freedom of speech. I don't believe that people should be charged with any type of hate speech. I think hate speech is ridiculous. That just leads to censorship. But if you go at this with the methodology that the truth doesn't have a steering wheel, and I don't care where it goes. I just want the truth. I don't care who it makes look bad, federal government, the United States, whoever. And you're just pursuing the truth, discussing things like the greatest story never told, this type of subject matter. You will, especially if you're doing it on air airwaves, you will find people that will then take it upon themselves to try to put you out of business.
We're breaking in a... What? You look like somebody just ran over one of your cats. What? It's a joke. Lighten up here. We're breaking in a new board op. And they just freaked out because I stuck a piece of bubble gum on a window. Well, I kind of threw it. Where's your humor, woman? I keep telling people, and I don't know if they're numb out there or they just hear it and go, okay, well, I'm going to wait till I hear it again from somebody else until I believe him, meaning me. I don't know. I've done a lot of things in this country. I love my country very much. It's my government I fear. I've done a lot of things, and none of it illegal. All of it's supposed to be protected by, you know, the Ten Amendments, the freedom of speech, you know, the right to keep and bear arms, you know, things of that nature. And I will be vocal. I will challenge. I will more than happy challenge the constitutionality of most of the stuff of what they do. And they're not going to have it. They have demonstrated here that they're not going to allow it to continue. This whole thing of deplatforming people off of Facebook and YouTube and whatever, these were people that were putting out information that I would consider not just alternative media, but information that to the detriment of our people here in this country, if they don't hear what's going on, it is to the detriment of this grand republic, this constitutionally limited republic. And they're not having any of it. They're murdering journalists. I mean, this whole look, if the medias were honest in this country, they would have tracked down the Seth Rich story, found out that he's the one that sent the information to Julian Assange, and Julian Assange put it on his site, WikiLeaks. We could have avoided, what, 2+ years of let's go crucify Trump, because that's where the information came from.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, contrast that, John, with the fact that colleges used to be a bastion where free speech was accepted, even if it was radical free speech. George Lincoln Rockwell used to go speak on college campuses, and he was the head of the Nazi Party. Now, you can't even have a Candace Owens, a black conservative activist, so to speak, go speak at college, or Antifa will show up and, you know, cause a riot. But that seems to be totally acceptable by the left and the mainstream media. They don't even report on that whatsoever. But any other groups like that's in my area here that maybe opposes the removal of Confederate statues that date back, you know, 100 years.
Oh, that's hateful. You know, that was all racist. They just wanted to kill blacks back then, and I'm looking at this and I'm going, wait a minute here. This is incorrect. This has been going on for many, many years, programming people to set blacks against whites.
Absolutely.
And I'm looking at this situation. I'm going, you know what? This is the kind of discussions that should be done publicly. Get the information out. Let's have honest debate. Let's put this in front. I'm telling you right now. That's why I've never been invited on any major network, except when several years ago when one of my hosts on this network decided to mail that letter to all governors telling them that you're running a de facto and we want the de jure, so adios in 72 hours. They freaked out. I had every media in the country and the world banging on my door. And I did not do one interview because I knew what it was. It was a bait and trap situation. They were going to get me up there and make me look like a damn fool, or try to. Wasn't going to give me the time to explain who and what we are, let alone what this guy had done. And I knew it was a trap. But these guys, you know, the Holocaust denial and all this stuff, you know, let's have an honest debate about this. You know, I run a radio network. My thing is not, I hate Jews and Jews are... No. Now, I'm broad spectrum. I know what's going on. The amount of subject matter and stories that I cover is vast and varied. I am not one thing, but I can guarantee you I'm never going to get a call from Sean Hannity or some other conservative, supposed conservative, because they're just not going to do it. We're not going to be allowed to put forth a point of view that counters, and I don't even know what to call it anymore, Farron. I don't know. Is this outright fascism or communism or socialist with a big bad hammer to whack you over the head with? I don't even know what to call it anymore. But I do know this. They do not want people to be educated. And you can pretty much guess that by looking at the public fool system and what they've done with that. We've got a bunch of non-thinking nincompoops that are going out in a world that's going to be really challenging, and they don't even have the ability to critically think.
Amen to that.
All right, we'll take the break here. Farron Schoaf is my guest. He's got the show on Saturday mornings, The Alternative Media. We'll be right back. If you live the life you please, well,
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What is being good and being bad? Do we even know what that is anymore? That's being bad. She just pointed at my bubble gum sticking on the glass here. Robert in California. Hello, Robert.
Yeah, bubble gum sticking on the gas. Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah, well, on the bedpost it isn't so bad. I get to chew it the next morning.
Under the table is usually tolerable.
Yeah, then you don't know whose it was.
You in the past.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead first.
No, I'm done.
Oh, okay, well, I've interrupted you so duly in the past, I wanted to give you a fair chance. You know, you're a Farron guy there. I've listened to his radio show on the mornings on Saturday, and I keep meaning to call in. He really has a lot of pertinent things to say. As soon as he says, truth takes the steering wheel, he really had my vote.
Yeah.
I really wish we had more people out here thinking about that.
Well, I mean, years ago, Farron, I don't know if you remember this, but there were some radio stations... And I think it was in, South Carolina. There was a group of people down there that had a radio station. They'd run some of our programming. And the ring knockers came out, and they basically confronted the guy and said, look, if you don't stop this, we're going to cause you some serious harm. We'll get your license pulled. We'll do this. We'll do that. I mean, it's insane.
It is insane. People don't know. Years ago, I was putting together protests, some of the biggest protests that's ever taken place through this area, you know, getting parade permits. And we ultimately, and we were protesting things like the tax, high income taxes. And those that oppose anyone, and we would let people come out and speak. We'd set up a microphone, let everybody speak, blah, blah, blah. And ultimately, we were hiring the local police department to protect us from the crowd that opposed our free speech. I mean, they don't want dissent out in the open because they are afraid that it will create a groundswell. And that's exactly what you've seen with the railroad of the corrupt court system in Charlottesville. I don't know if you know this or not, John. I had no idea what was going to happen at Charlottesville, but I had people on the ground and was broadcasting live from Charlottesville before the mayhem ensued.
What instance are you talking about?
The Charlottesville, what was it, August? Was it August 11th, 2017? The one where all the melee happened.
Okay.
But we had guys on the ground that was reporting in, but before it all, you know, turned into the mess that it did. But that's the power RBN has, you know, where we can do that type of thing.
Well, it's rather fascinating. I just posted a story on the website, and you know, the other day I said something on air that I think people are afraid to go to our website. You know, they'll cache the listen live button. When I want to listen to the network, they just go to their computer and click that on. But they're not visiting the website. We post stories. There's fresh stories every day. The pertinent stuff that people really need to know that's going on. I mean, the real quote unquote deep state stuff. Stuff that people should be aware of, and they should be sharing that with people. And I said, I hope I don't find out that the listeners to this network are afraid to go to our site and spread the news, because we've got to do this for as long as we can, period. You know, I mean, how the heck are we ever going to get our country back if we don't stand up for it? I love my country. It's my government, I fear. And I got news for people, because Donald Trump rolled into town. Look at all of what's going on. I just posted a story today, Farron, and this came from Free Thought Project, and they post credible stuff on police abuse. The story I posted today, they tried to kill a kid. It was a 17-year veteran, a 45-year-old cop, that they supposedly answered a call on a suspicious person. Well, it was a kid, and he was in his car, and the cop showed up. And the kid rolled down the window, and he's talking to the cops, and the cop noticed that he had a taser and a knife on the front seat of his car. And even his lawyer assumed that that was for personal protection, but the cop felt threatened. He ordered the kid out of the car, and he rolled up his window. He wasn't getting out of that car. He was afraid of the people that showed up. So what the cop did was fired, and I'm counting the bullet holes right now, 4 bullet holes. The cop claimed that he tried to run him over, which he didn't. The cop stepped back and fired 4 shots at the driver, and he hit him in the neck, didn't kill him. The kid got away. They charged him with damage to a police car. Well, he clipped just a little bit of police car when he took off when they were shooting at him, and then claimed that, he tried to run the cop over. He did not try to run him over. And these are the sorts of things the cop says, the body cam. This is from the cop's own body cam. He said, I'm going to put an effing bullet, and then the kid drives off, and the cop just starts firing rounds at him. Posed no threat, no credible threat to that officer whatsoever. And here's a cop, judge, jury, and literally executioner.
Wow.
I'm telling you, this stuff is getting thick. Chance, hang on. I'll put you up next. 800-313-9443. Join in, folks. Get used to rubbing elbows with the alternative people out there that are trying desperately to save this republic. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Hello, John. Hello, Farron. John, Farron's program is yet another reason why I gladly donate to your network. I want you to know that first off.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yes. I got bad news and I got good news. I guess I'll give you the bad news first. Have you heard that Larry Perkins, the 69-year-old man who tried to prevent the invaders from crossing the border, was jailed?
Yeah, there's a story posted up on the website about that.
He was assaulted in jail. They broke his ribs. So in other words, the law arrested him, put him in jail with the same type of people he prevented from invading our country, and they assaulted him.
Well, there's now you cannot believe the FBI. This is a story that we put up there. The FBI did some digging around in him. You're talking about Larry Hopkins.
Larry Hopkins, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I got the name wrong. I thought it was Perkins.
No. It's Hopkins. And this guy evidently has a police record. Not an FBI record, but a police record. So we're not sure. And the header I put on the story which you guys didn't put on there. I don't know who posted that. I posted up there, is this a false flag? Is this intentional to discredit patriots, whatever? This guy's got a little deeper background than what has been presented. So we put that story up there because the one thing that I would look, the classic thing to do is to take an organization or take a group of people, put one of your own shills in there, do something really stupid. This happened when we were forming militias back in the 90s. The feds got the idea that they were going to send their people in and make charges on them. One group that was operating out of Augusta, Michigan, they used to hold their meetings on Saturdays at this restaurant, and the restaurant owner knew what the meetings were about. Oh, it's a militia meeting. I ain't got a problem with that. And the guy showed up one day, and the leader of the group was sitting there at a table, and there's a guy showing him how to draw up and how to do bombs. And I looked at this guy. I called him outside. I said, do you realize what's going on here? I said, this is an FBI informant. I said, do you get that? Do you understand? Under no circumstances do you ever, ever entertain the thought of bombs or bazookas or anything else like that because it's a setup.
So, that's a common tactic. Has been a common tactic.
Now, it very well could be, and I could be wrong with Larry Hopkins. I put the story up initially, what they did and arrested him, so on and so forth, and then I see additional information. I can't cross my fingers and hope that this isn't a bad guy or, you know, a shill for these guys. So,
yeah. Well, the good news is that 16-year-old boy in Kentucky, Nick Sandman, I heard his family is going full steam ahead with their lawsuits against all the news agencies, a couple of Hollywood creeps. They're pursuing it.
Oh, and you're talking about the kid that showed up with a MAGA hat on and the Indian beating a drum in his face, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one they're accusing of having a face crime because he smirked.
Well, and I'm going to proceed with the lawsuit against Chase Banking because until somebody sues them, makes the information public, they're not going to stop.
No, they're not. May I ask Farron a question, please?
Go ahead.
Farron, did that no whites allowed situation, did that occur at Wake Forest University by any chance?
Yes, sir.
Yes, that's what I was told. See, now, if white people were smart, these white students, they would all up and transfer and watch the college go under financially. Don't you agree?
I'd be for it. And also here, since we're talking about this area, what we have happen with the Confederate monuments is someone goes out and vandalizes them, and then the city or the county says for the public good, for the public safety, now we have to remove it because someone's actually initiated a criminal act. They use that as the justification to justify removing it. It's total insanity.
Everything is insanity. It's really unbelievable.
Well, and Chance, I'll give you a grand example of this. I don't know if you've heard me say that one person donated to me one of the original pocket constitutions, and it dates to the year 1860, with the original 13th Amendment in it. Now, we all know that after the Civil War, and it was actually the War of Aggression from the Fed, and they blamed it on the North, it was just their little party that they sent down to destroy the Confederates. But having said that, I look at that situation, and we know what happened after we had the Reconstruction of America. We had Papa had a brand new bag. We had a different government after that. And here we have the original 13th Amendment that forbade people of title or nobility, meaning lawyers, esquires as well, from taking office.
Right.
And that up and disappeared. So yeah, when you
lawyers were barred, were barred from holding political office at one time. Yes.
Yeah, and so when you try to explain to people that look, this Civil War was about states' rights, whether you want to argue with the slavery and guess what, the Northerners owned slaves as well.
Of course, I know that. It was the war of northern aggression. And you know what struck me odd? I've been found myself thinking about lately, John. I believe Lincoln was assassinated on April 15th, correct?
If you say so, I don't know the exact date. Sorry, Chance.
I'm pretty sure. And then I got to wondering, April 15th, Tax Day. I mean, isn't it ironic? It's just something to think about.
Well, coincidence, it could be coincidence, and it could be not. Because what was Abraham Lincoln? Lincoln was
exactly.
A lawyer.
Was a lawyer and a tyrant.
And his real name wasn't Lincoln, it was Springsteen.
Springsteen, right. Leroy Springs was his biological father, supposedly. Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why you never hear nothing about his father, the so-called elusive Thomas Lincoln. You can't find anything written about that man. His mother, you can.
Well, you
Nancy,
know,
but you can't.
You know what pointed me to that? When I saw the lefties propping up Lincoln as being the greatest president of the United States, and I go, wait a minute here. There's got to be a reason why they're doing this.
Of course. Gentlemen, God bless you both for the work you do, and good night now.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Chance.
Thank you.
I mean, Farron, supposedly, we're supposed to have freedom and liberty, the right to assemble, the right to speak unfettered. We have the right to live our lives and contract when we choose and when we don't choose. We had a system of government that nobody could coerce you. Even at the, well, now it's at the point of gunpoint almost, that they couldn't coerce you or force you. And that was one of the big arguments with the health care, with the Affordable Care Act. Remember when that first hit? Well, okay, well, we're going to give people a buffer here and we're not going to penalize you. But they were talking about fining and possibly jail time for people that didn't take the national health care. Excuse me. And then so what do we see? And it is true, folks. Check with the people in Canada. I still hear them calling into quote-unquote conservative shows. I hear them calling in with the horror stories coming out of Canada that you got to wait 6-8 months for an MRI. You know, the people, these death panels, the people in Canada, if they have the wherewithal, what they do is drive down to the United States and still go get the private care that's still available in this country. You know, I'm looking at this and I'm going, you know, this has got to stop. Either I am a free man and I have unalienable, if you will, God-given rights, and if you don't believe in God, that's too damn bad. But this was the structure of this country was the protection of the individual, carefully spelled out what the government could do and couldn't do. And don't take the government color book and try to color outside the lines to dilute those rights. Ain't going to work. But we talk about the socialists today. We talk about Bernie Sanders or AOC or some other wingnut that comes out. We've had socialism in this country for a while, parading around as government programs, whether it be Medicare or Medicaid, Social Security, you know, whatever the case may be. And Obama, excuse me, folks, with the biggest ripoff ever witnessed by mankind, what did Obama do? Well, he installed the guy in the Treasury to make sure that those bailouts were made to the banks here, the too big to fail. These are the very same people that committed the crimes in the first place, and the corporations in this country, but not only here, but in foreign lands, to bail them out. And then they engineered it. Well, it was the government that instituted this program of relief, call it qualitative easing, call it what you will, but then forced the American taxpayer. They put the burden and the liability on our backs when the banks did it in the first place. Excuse me. You still there?
Absolutely, John. And what that brings to mind, not only are they doing this gigantic censorship and deplatforming campaign, but all of a sudden here recently, de Blasio out of New York just said your body doesn't belong to you. There is a campaign against the anti-vaxxers, those that don't want to take the shots for the, whatever various reasons. They're trying to make it, what your point is, they're trying to make it to where the state is almighty, to eliminate all of the personal rights and human rights of the people. And this is happening in a mega fast way, and Donald Trump is not putting much of a pushback on him. He's been a failure for 2 years, in my opinion, at draining the swamp.
Well, that's because it's only the state actors that you see that are being quoted or that have seats in our own Senate, our own Congress. The deep state are the masterminds, the globalists that want to smash this country, divide it, buried in debt, and we are buried. They, you know, gosh. If I had a national TV program Tucker Carlson, I'd be telling people, well, wait a minute here. I'd be telling them about the banking. Excuse me, folks. Through any mainstream radio program or mainstream television program, the people were never told the amount of debt that was run up by this mortgage-backed security plan, the biggest ripoff. I referred to the biggest ripoff. But more importantly, that nobody was ever charged with fraud, nobody was ever brought into a courtroom, nobody was ever found guilty, and nobody went to jail. They'll shove the Bernie Madoff story in your face. Well, they threw that guy under the bus, and that's fine. He should have went to jail. But this has been put on the American taxpayers' shoulders, and it's not. We're not $22 trillion in debt, folks. I wish we were $22 trillion in debt. That is doable even with the debt system that we have. We're closer to $200 trillion in debt, and none of these clowns will talk about it. Oh, the economy's doing great. No, it isn't. You're liars.
And all the while with that, John, guess who the enemy is? The weather. Climate change. We're supposed to be taxed more and give it to this government to help. It doesn't. To me, it doesn't matter to me if climate change is real or if it isn't real. If the solution is give more money to the federal government of the United States, that's laughable. I think that the amount of propaganda they have put into and successfully made the weather the enemy in the minds of especially a lot of these young people, AOC and that generation, to try to ratchet up more taxes out of the peasantry on top of, like what you just said, $22 trillion with $200 trillion of unfunded liabilities. The majority of the population is unaware of the facts that you just said. And that's the power of RBN, and that's why they don't want to ever let voices like yours make it to the mainstream. And I wanted to say, when you were talking earlier about, you know, the fact that you've never been invited on these broadcasts, you know, me and you, you know, we've been doing this for a while. You've been doing it much longer than me. And my motto, my slogan on my show is I'm a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. But, you know, John, you have out-broadcast, you have survived and stayed in broadcasting while a lot of voices, I'm just naming a few that comes to mind, Anthony J. Hilder, Tex Mars, Jim Tucker, Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster, Bill Cooper. Yeah. One of the first documentaries I ever got was Mark from Michigan, I think Mark Kornke. But you're still doing this and have been doing it, telling the truth all this time, and your voice is not ever asked to be a guest on some of these national broadcasts. That tells you volumes of who they want to hear and who they don't.
You know, you were mentioning the vaccinations. It's just not this clown in New York. I mean, what did he come out and say that, we got to stop building skyscrapers, and, you know, because these aren't viable. Excuse me, the reason why they built tall buildings in New York City was because they had to build up because they had limited real estate. That's why you had the high rises. You were mentioning vaccinations. Well, Oregon has taken this a step further, and they're the first state to mandate universal home visit of all families with newborn children. Whether you're on government programs or not, have a baby, guess what you're going to have? You're going to have the clowns invading your home. And this is going to be mandatory. You cannot refuse this. Now, this is the Oregon governor, Kate Brown, submitted her 2-year budget proposal. And this is how people found out about it. At the state legislature, it included several health initiatives, aimed at children's behavior, their mental health, and under the oversight of the Oregon Health Authority, and notice authority, which they have no authority whatsoever, and Oregon's coordinated care organizations. They're calling this a unique approach to blending a wide array of health services under one umbrella. Oh, we're going to save money. Well, the Beaverton Valley Times interviewed Patrick Allen. He's the director of this new monstrosity. And they printed, when the program is complete, every new parent, this includes adoptions, would receive a series of two or three visits by somebody like a nurse or other healthcare professional. The visits would include basic health screenings for babies, looking parents up with primary care physicians, linking them to other services, and coordinating the myriad childhood immunizations that babies need. Refuse that and find out what happens. CDC shows up. Your children are gone. Your family's gone. I am astonished that these sorts of things, not only being openly talked about, but enacted. People are losing their rights right and left.
Oh, absolutely, John. Absolutely. And, you know, we are in, right now, the biggest push for infanticide of my lifetime, living in this country. And I don't see much of a pushback. I mean, the mainstream media, we know it's controlled, we know it's propaganda, we know it's indoctrination, but even in local rural areas that have their own little newspapers and whatever, I don't see a pushback against this post-birth abortion and a country or a society that will go forward with that. If you'll accept infanticide, you'll accept pedophilia, and you'll accept bestiality. You're just on the road to it.
Well, and just an addition to this, the question was asked, bigger markets for vaccine, would parents lose their children if they refuse doctor's advice? Well, Dr. Alana Braun at Oregon Health and Science University, she's a pediatrician and a member of the Oregon Pediatric Society, she stated in an interview, I'm quoting her, if the program becomes reality, all families, regardless of income or area of residence, could see three visits from a nurse. They likely would come when the baby is 3 days old, 2 weeks old, and 2 months old. At the three-day mark, the visit could focus on such basics as weight loss, which Ron said is typical for babies anyhow until they build up their fat reserves and, you know, through their mother's milk. At 2 weeks, the baby's weight again could be checked. Babies could get a heel stick, the pinprick drawing of blood that checks for metabolic indicators of problems, which at that point show no outward symptoms. At 2 months, nurses and families could discuss the many vaccines that babies face. And you know damn right well these vaccines are being made mandatory. You don't vaccinate your child, you're going to get a visit by the CDC, little CDC communist. And this is a proclaimed right that they have to remove your children from the home because they feel that there might be a threat to your children. Oh, my God.
Isn't it interesting, John, they frame that because the government cares so much. They care so much that they're in the interest of that child's welfare, but then simultaneously they won't enforce the immigration laws at the border, and we're being invaded with people that, you know, God knows what they might have.
Okay, now hold on here. Let me finish with this. Dr. Braun went on to say in her interview that home visits would not just be evaluating the health of the children at home, but also the parents, and I'm quoting her again. Braun said there's a why to as well. To check the baby, but also check on the parents. Having a new baby at home is stressful for everyone, regardless of income. It's a time of life when most anybody needs help. Nurses could check for signs of postpartum depression, help with questions about breastfeeding, check to make sure it's a safe place for the baby to sleep and to be bathed and more. But they're also going to be checking out the mental health of the parents. What is also attached to mental health and the accusation that you might be, oh, that's right, your ability to own a gun. So the CDC monsters come in, they look at you and go, well, there must be something wrong with you. Do you have any guns in the house? Well, guess what? You just lost your children.
That's exactly where it's going. Absolutely.
Oh, gosh. I'm getting aggravated. Art, off the grid, you're up next. Go ahead, Art. Thanks for holding.
Oh, boy, you know, I called in to talk about old Larry Hopkins, but y'all just, like, got me going in so many circles here since then. It's like, holy crap. All right, so let's see. To correct the previous caller, Abraham Lincoln was assassinated on April 14th, 1865.
Okay.
With regards to what you were talking about was back in the 80s when there began this big push to begin reforming the militias. For anybody interested, if you want to see how the government pushes back against anything that might in any way resemble a constitutional act on the part of the people, look up the MIAC Strategic Report. That's M-I-A-C, the MIAC Report, which was published in February of 2009.
The police were pulling people over that had Ron Paul bumper stickers on their cars because what? They may be terrorist, Art.
Yeah, buddy. And of course, let's not forget down there, and what was that? I believe that was in Texas, where the Joint Terrorism Task Force, along with Maricopa County Sheriff's Department, pulling people over, and if you refer to the Constitution, or you believe in the Second Amendment, or you believe in the Second Coming of Christ, or anything like that, you might be a terrorist.
That's
then
right.
There's the 21 official FBI documents that were released, each one focusing on a separate section, which headline you might be, the headline could be, you might be a terrorist or a domestic terrorist if. Boy, that would be a great one for a job.
Well, Art, also, now keep in mind what the FBI did with alerting all the police departments and sheriff's departments across this country on the issue of these people proclaiming themselves to be sovereign citizens. The FBI flat out told them, if you want to know why people like I discussed at the beginning of the program, that this cop feels that he's under such a great threat that he feels it's okay to try to execute this driver that posed no direct threat to him, the FBI was out there telling these cops that, oh, these sovereign citizens, when you do a standard pullover, you know, just a routine, you know, headlight burned out or taillight burned out, that these people, if you run across one of these people, they'd much rather just shoot you down in the street than have a conversation with you. Now, you want to talk about where the paranoia is being pumped from? These guys running around, these cops nowadays, when I look at them, the only thing that I think of, this might be an enemy. I don't look at them as being a peace officer or just arresting, running on calls or arresting reckless drivers or speeders. I look at them as potentially being a murderer in a marked vehicle. And thank you very much for, we still have marked vehicles.
Yeah, and so, you know, all of that, add to that the beta test that took place in Tennessee and other states around the country with the Viper teams. You remember those boys and girls? Yeah, that wasn't long ago.
Yeah.
Another thing with that that so-called no whites allowed at the, I hear the music.
Okay, hang on one second, Art. You're bringing up a lot of good things. Mark in Florida, I'll take you after Art. The participate and exercise your rights while you still can, folks. Number is 800-313-9443. My guest today, Farron Shoaf, he's got a program on the network Saturday morning to kick the day off, The Alternative Media. We'll take top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendover.